Life.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I can break you.
And Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby. We want them.
It's Saturday, Sunday, what?
The sun is shining. Happy Friday, gang.
Good morning.
What's the forecast today, Duckman?
28 and sunny, baby.
Hello.
It's going to be a hot day.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't wash my hair last night because I am having a dip today.
Are you getting in the ocean?
100%.
Oh, my God.
That is a day you just need to be baptised by that sea.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I haven't washed my hair for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go have a dip today.
Hell
get
yeah.
Get those salty beach waves going, girlfriend.
Yeah. And even after you jump in, don't wash it.
No.
Yes. Wouldn't have thought.
A little bit of grit. Yes.
Hair gel and grit. Let it all keep hard and sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one hair product that I've got, which I use about 4 times a year,
yeah,
is like a salt spray thing.
Is it a spray? Is it?
I think so.
Beautiful.
Yeah, spray.
Right.
Put it on your hand, rub it, and
okay.
I think it just puts a bit of grit in the hair.
A little bit of texture.
Yeah.
We love it.
Oh, my God.
I must admit, I'm enjoying having the shaved head, not having to style the hair every morning.
Yeah. You know? Cut down on the get ready time of the morning.
You feel free. You know what I mean? Mm. You feel so free and wholesome. But it was a horrible night in my household last night, guys.
Oh, what happened?
The cat is back that is tormenting my dog, Pam.
Oh, no, from God. 5 doors down.
Oh, my God. This cat is... It goes under the house. The dog goes nuts. I can hear it under the floorboards. 1 a.m., Pam's up barking.
Up until this point, it was all daylight hours.
Yes.
The warfare was between 9 and 5. It was appropriate.
If you missed it last time, the cat weed on my doorstep. I opened the front door to see the cat weeing and then sprints off, jumped the fence, and Pam was going nuts.
Trying to mark its territory.
It pissed on my house.
Now it's under the floor.
It's waking us up. The dog's barking and yelling. Oh, man, it's a whole thing.
I didn't want to tell you because it was going to be a bit of a surprise, but because the cat marked its territory, the only way you can outdo that is by somebody else marking their territory. So last night I actually peed on your doorstep.
It was you,
so
not
the cat smell would go away. So you're welcome.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Yeah.
But see, as a cat guy, is that just going to sort of send out a whiff to the neighbourhood cats?
Ooh.
This is a cat-friendly home.
We don't want that. Mm. We don't want that.
Because they can smell it.
They'll smell your urine and go, no, that guy loves cats.
That's a cat guy.
But then maybe they'll be less angry.
It's true.
But then it'll still rile up Pam.
Mm. It's a lose-lose. Was that you weeing at 1 a.m. that woke me and Pam up?
Did you
crawl under those floorboards to get to the front door that way?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I didn't want to alarm him by opening the front gate.
You are lithe. You are wiggly. I'm sure you could have done that.
Wiggly and wiggly to get
wiggling and wiggling.
Anyway.
Trying to get into SAS Australia. Doing his army crawls under the house.
I'd love to try that show.
But the problem is, now that I'm injured, I can't chase the cat down the street with the dog. You know?
No.
Because
you can't even put her on the leash. She'll bloody dislocate your other shoulder.
I know.
When she's done it.
The cat knows I'm wounded, so it's attacking us while we're down. We're in the trenches right now getting attacked.
Mate, that's good strategy from the, you know, when they're all in the tents and they're moving around the big sort of monopoly boards with all their strategies and the warring factions.
Yeah.
Ducko's in the medical tent, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lot of morphine in the
Get
medical
me back
tent.
Out, yeah. I need to go out. Come on, coach.
I'm one of those hammock gurneys.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will fight back. We will rebuild.